Watch this.
Shabuya, shabuya, roll call.
My name is Aaron.
Yeah.
Got them Zeus claps.
Yeah.
If you can see it from the front.
Yeah.
Then you should see it from the back.
Hey, shabuya, shabuya, roll call.
My name is Richard.
Yeah.
That's a good dick.
Yeah.
It's No Nut November.
Yeah.
I'm super bricked.
Okay. Yeah. Shabuya, shabuya, roll call.
My name is Ram.
Yeah. You
call me High Nooner.
Yeah.
I love the ladies.
Yeah.
And welcome to Dude Don't Diss Dummy Podcast. This is episode 6, and it is still none of November, so let's see what's going on with the fellas. My name is Ram.
Hi, I'm Richard.
And I'm Aaron.
Let's get it. No Nut November.
It's the worst fucking month of the year.
Well, not for me. I've
10 out of 10 do not recommend.
I feel good.
Day 14.
Oh no. Richard, how are you feeling?
Well, I think if I needed to, I can break a 2x4 in half.
Super bricked.
Super bricked.
No.
I'm gonna choke a small elephant.
Not choke a small elephant. The visual. Oh God.
Oh no.
I was telling y'all earlier, but when I don't nut for a while, I start to break out like crazy breakout. I didn't really have an issue going through high school for obvious reasons. But yeah. I will start to break out really heavily. It's really crazy.
Really?
I didn't have that moment through high school where I was like just pimpled out, and I got lucky on that end, but it's,
well, because you were coming all the time, so your face was, yeah. Baby's bottom
clears spit. But it definitely, I guess it regulates me a lot, but I don't know. I mean, it's healthy for you, for guys. It's
no, oh, yeah, it really is.
Reduces the chances of prostate cancer, reduces the chances of what is it called, Alzheimer's, and
well, that's why that's why I do it.
Is that why?
I forget I did it yesterday, so I'm gonna go ahead and do it again today.
just to be safe.
And Aaron, how you doing?
Well, I'm losing hearing in my left eye. I'm losing hearing in my left eye, uh-huh, and taste in my right ear. So
there you go. Yep. So he's.
I think I'm doing fine.
You're doing great.
Right.
It all checks out.
Mm-hmm.
It all checks out.
It's, yep. That's, yeah, that sounds about right.
Steps are getting a little slower.
Well, the willpower is strong.
Right. The will to go on.
Yeah, barely.
Right.
Barely.
Is that Aaron? What's up, baby?
Is that elephantitis?
Oh, he dig deep.
Oh no.
But I'm determined to win, and I'm still.
Yeah, I know. He's okay. Before this episode, he was being a bitch.
I definitely was sabotaging.
Yeah,
for sure.
It was fuck him, because he was definitely trying to sabotage the shit out of me.
And I feel like it'll win. I feel like my groundwork for your sabotage has been laid. So.
Yeah,
I hope not.
Very much.
Oh, he's gonna get out of here, and
yeah, he's gonna go home and just
lose it.
Be fucking feral.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
Floodgates.
Edge on the
floodgates are opening,
and then all I have to worry about is getting Buki out, and then I win.
Oh, I'm determined to be both of y'all. Off. I'm determined. To
Stupid.
Off.
Right.
No, I think I'm gonna win. I honestly think I might win.
It's the delusion for me.
It's a bit. Fuck you.
I really don't think so. I don't see it happening.
I guess. I do see it. I do see it happening.
I just want one of y'all to join me already and say that you've done it. So
circle jerk.
I'm about to reach around.
The fact that it's already the 14th, though, is crazy.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. You guys are better than me.
Tell me when the other day.
Clearly.
It was like the 8th, and I was like, oh, man, it's probably, is it 22nd yet? 23rd? Fuck, it's the 8th.
Yeah, child, you got a long way to go.
I wake up every day wishing it was the end of the month.
At this
I wake
point,
up wishing I was dead.
At this point, you're like the halfway, so if you break it, like if you mess up, it's kind of like, it's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's at like least when I broke yourself. It was towards the beginning, so I'm just
you
like.
You broke it like the next day.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, you know.
You're like, I've lost 4 times already. What the fuck?
It's the same day.
No, literally.
Jesus.
As soon as we left.
That's fucking hilarious.
It's what it is.
Speaking of No Nut November,
mm-hmm,
where's the weirdest place you've nut?
Ooh. Like in general, or like self-inflicted nut?
Either or.
The weirdest place.
The weirdest place. The weirdest.
I don't know. Define weird.
That you've gotten nutted, or that just you've nutted.
Anytime, like, that's why it was like self-inflicted nut.
Your pee-pee has released.
Probably at work.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, it's not weird, but it's like, okay.
It's like, be for real.
Just walking around.
No.
Like, that's the sound that makes, right? When you're uncut.
Like in a forbidden spot.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Oh, God.
Forbidden spot?
In the eyes of the Lord. Got it.
Right. Not at the church. I don't know.
Weirdest place.
It's not necessarily weird, but that's what I can think of right now. If I think of anything else, Elena.
Mine's a storm drain.
Oh, wait, what? Okay, so you're talking about like
weirdest place.
You're talking about like ever. Where you nutted in, or like
with somebody just by yourself.
And when you nut, period. The logistics don't matter. Okay. Yeah.
I was in a storm drain under the street. You know those little slits?
Yeah.
You see? Oh, I was in the drain. Yeah.
I think mine would probably be a computer lab.
Okay. All right.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
y'all know,
normal y'all, for me.
But that's what I'm saying. Y'all know I've lived many lives. So I'm like going down the list in my head.
Yeah. That's the work is the first one that I thought of. I'm just like, I won't say what work. I didn't say what.
Right.
You know, what job? I've had many jobs. Work.
Yeah. Shit. No, not a trampoline. That's not that weird.
I've been in movie theaters.
Oh, yeah. Okay. A movie theater. Okay.
Is a trampoline a weird spot?
No, that's pretty
while
cool.
While you were jumping?
The fucking visuals. I'm just getting fucking war flashbacks. I don't know.
You
know,
like, yep, that's how it happened.
Yeah, no, yeah. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. So yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's been in a lot of places. But I don't know what it constitutes as weird.
You know what? I think it's happened to me on a trampoline before. I was just laying there, and then somebody came up, and I was like, okay. That was fun.
Okay.
Trampolines.
Trampoline that booty.
Your trampoline buddies. You and Aaron.
I'm trying to think. I'm genuinely like going down the list in my head. I don't know.
The weirdest place he nutted? At home.
The JPL. If you go to UTSA, if you know, you know. On the fourth floor, yeah. If you know, you know.
Why are the books sticky? All the pages.
It was in an aisle.
Aaron was here.
There's a lot of people who fucking that place.
Yeah, we talked about it before. Yeah, that's why I don't feel like it's that weird, because I know a lot of people that have fucked in the JPL.
We talked about that a while.
Yeah,
while
back,
we did. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just listened to that episode the other day. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about the JPL. Because that's when I was talking about how it sounded like I went there all the fucking time. I've only been there three times.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't really feel like I have too weird of a spot, because I haven't really like done it in like a lot of public places or anything like that.
Just an abnormal spot for you.
But what do you mean abnormal?
Grocery store?
No.
The street? On the highway?
Damn. I don't feel like it's ever that serious, but that's just me.
What about, I don't know. At schools, it's
the back of a movie theater for me. Like behind the movie theater.
I feel like that's like a coming of age thing.
Yeah, no, I was
right.
We were in high school.
Yeah, it's always like middle school, high school type shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely that one. They just knocked down the movie theater. You used to do it a lot when I was in high school. Yeah.
Memories.
I tell my friends to sit in front of us so they can like tell us if somebody's coming, and then we go behind the aisle because there was a gap between the seat and the wall.
Yes.
I fucking hate just that.
I'm going to let you think about that for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to have to sit on that one because I don't.
That's what he said.
Uh-uh. I can't say shit here.
This is supposed to be a safe space.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that one.
You
know. Where what was yours? Work?
Work and then the back of the movie theater.
And then yours was a storm drain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty fucking abnormal.
I mean, it's been in the woods, in the side of a hill.
I don't think the woods are that
somebody else's house.
Did you say a CPS house?
No, somebody else's house.
I said, damn, not the CPS headquarters. I was like, that's
fine. Turn my energy on. I'm trying.
Turn it on faster. Solar power or whatever.
I'm coming as fast as I can, Mark.
Oh, no.
Who's Mark?
Right.
The cinnamon roll. Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Hilarious.
But what in the what's it called? So just as an update on life, I've been playing the Spider-Man game, the Miles Morales Spider-Man
Ooh.
Game, and I've been getting back. I played Spider-Man a long time ago. I think it was like on PS3 or something.
So I've never played the game myself, but I've watched Twitch streamers play it, and I love it. I think it looks great.
there's a person on TikTok. Oh, there's a few people on TikTok, and so they're playing the game, and I guess it's after they've already completed everything, like they have all the upgrades and shit. And so they're just swinging through the city, but they're playing some fucking amazing music. And then they like slow-mo it and they jump around. And
so it's like after like they finish the game, then you can still do like side missions, right? Or you can still do stuff.
They're just using the game to stream it or whatever, but it has like they're playing like there's a lot of Billie Eilish they play in there.
Oh, really?
And it's just super chill. It's super awesome. I can't get enough of watching it. I'll just sit there and watch it for fucking 2 hours. When I'm trying to go to sleep. And it's just amazing. But I love the game. I really, really love it.
I recently watched a Twitch streamer play the Spider-Man 2 with Venom in it. The latest one that came out. Yeah. And that one looks good, too.
Yeah.
I need to get back to it. Back to
streaming. Luke can play the first one.
Yeah.
He's playing the first one, yeah. But, I definitely want to hit the second Spider-Man. I haven't played the first one, but I think I'm just going to go out of order. I'm going to do this one, then I'll jump to Spider-Man 2, then I'll jump to Spider-Man.
And this is what, on PS5?
Yeah.
Me all left out.
Oh, it's okay. I have a PS4.
Don't have a PS5?
No.
Thought you did.
I'm not there yet. Hmm. I actually like PC gaming now more than console gaming, so I don't even think I will get the PS5.
I've been progressively starting to do PC gaming.
It's just easier to stream for you fellow streamers to stream out there. It's just easier. I have no time, and if I have time, I don't want to do anything.
Yeah, and your YouTube is actually pretty popping.
I saw how many
followers you have. Holy shit!
Yeah, thank you.
That is badass.
Thank you.
Yeah. I remember I was here. I'm gonna start reporting you.
Blood, 400, blood, sweat, and tears, or whatever you know.
No, God, heavy on the blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. Damn,
I'm gonna start reporting your page.
Shout out to
get you fucking.
And shout out to your day ones on your YouTube.
Absolutely,
I'm telling y'all. I remember once upon a time, Ram didn't have but 400 little followers.
He was trying to break that 500.
And shout out to them. Shout out to them who've been around since the beginning.
Thank you, Aaron. Yeah, shout out if you guys are listening. Thank you so much.
Shout out to the new, to the old, to everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Salute.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you.
That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy. And then I see how many views your shit gets.
I'm going to go look now.
God damn, dude.
Some are better than others, but overall, I'm very happy and very proud.
You're definitely getting into the community, which is the biggest part about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know I follow a lot of people that are just in that community, and they stream a lot of it, and they do a bunch of stuff.
Damn, you jumped up a lot. Holy shit.
Yeah, he has a ton. I was looking at it yesterday.
Damn, he going to be at 10,000 before you know it.
Yep. I hope so. And that's the next goal.
Now you're going to just figure out how you get monetized without getting banned.
Right. I'm going to have to start a second channel where I just like do just random videos and stuff. I was thinking about that. Thinking about doing
You're going to learn how to do magic tricks.
Shit, I would.
Can you pull my income tax check out of my hat?
I would watch that.
Look at me, I'm going to pull this come out of the dick.
I still feel like we, just for like fun,
yeah,
we really need to talk about that note that I found in my iPad notes.
Oh my God, yes.
So for reference, I was just cleaning out my iPad notes or whatever. And in the notes app, I have a random note from last week, and it just says, was it spicy or no? Absolutely no other context. I have no fucking idea why I wrote this note or if I even wrote the note.
Talking about that dick.
I know. I instantly thought, like, are they talking about like the cum? I don't know.
Yeah.
Was it spicy or no?
Yeah. Well, so, was it spicier?
I wish I knew. I'm going to go with no because I don't remember.
Was it spicy? Maybe you were eating somebody out and you were typing at the same time.
Right. I was like doing a recollection of my thoughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ew.
This is kind of spicy. Girl, you taste like ramen.
Ew. Yeah, you're fucking feral.
You ever eaten someone out, either ass or pussy, and you're just like,
Like in a bad way or a good way?
I don't think so.
In a bad way.
Oh, in a bad, no.
No, because generally you can tell if it smells like, I feel like if it's not going to taste good, it's not going to smell good.
You're right.
So.
Thankfully for me, no.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
You got the flavor saver on you, too.
It's always been sweet. Yeah. At least that's what I tell myself.
Not sweet. I hated that.
You taste like caramel.
Dulce de leche.
If you tell yourself enough, it's gonna be like, okay,
yeah, psychosomatic or whatever. Psychosomatic or whatever.
This tastes good. This tastes good.
This tastes like Thanksgiving dinner.
What's the safe word?
Grandma.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oops.
Tastes just like grandma's green bean casserole. I fucking hate green bean casserole. I love green beans. Hate green bean casserole.
Bitch.
Bitch. Can we just talk about how excited I am to wear my shirt for Friendsgiving tomorrow? It says, "Let's do the yam thing again."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
Let's do the yam thing.
That's awesome. For your note, when was it?
It says Thursday. So it was 5 days ago.
I don't know. What were you? What time? Does it say what
were
time
we
it was?
At work?
Does it say what time it was?
Dead? I don't think so. I don't even know how to fucking look that shit up if it does.
Get an Android. You'll find us later.
Ew. I'd rather fucking jump off a cliff.
Okay, bye.
Last time it was herpes. Now it's jump off a cliff.
Who said they'd rather have herpes?
You did.
Yeah, I did not.
You did.
Well, we got everything recorded. We're going to pull it back.
Roll the tape. Roll the tape right here. Here we go.
Happy Halloween, horse.
That's perfect. I love it.
I'm literally going to have so much fun now that I know Google talks out loud like that.
Google.
Get an Android. So
I'd rather get herpes.
Okay.
I'd rather get herpes.
I'd rather get herpes.
I'd rather get herpes.
Okay.
Wow, is that serious?
I'd rather get herpes.
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 Damn, if I hear the fucking like the
you're gonna hear it because it just we just played it for you.
Once we do the review and I hear it, I'll be like, goddamn,
we just played it for you.
I did say it.
I guess I don't remember that, but if I said it, I said it then. And I stand by
And it. I said, it's not that serious. And you're like, it's never that serious. And you're like, yo.
It's probably not that serious, but.
Was it spicy or no? Maybe you were messaging somebody, like you showed somebody
your
phone.
Why the fuck would I do it on?
Like you were in a group of people. I guess, I don't know. That's the only thing I think of. It's like you were showing somebody a message.
The fuck is it, the Stone Ages? I couldn't just text
them.
You got
an iPhone. You got some.
Be for real. It says the one who lives in a house full of Apple products.
You think that's
yeah,
my choice?
Richard is a fucking fraud. Let's talk about it. A fucking fraud.
All of the Apple that I live with does not belong
literally
to me.
Literally every fucking room, y'all have like fucking 100 Apple devices
in
there.
Do you know why?
It don't matter. That's irrelevant.
That is not irrelevant.
Fucking irrelevant.
Look, number
you don't have not one Apple product in your little game room.
I just have a Siri in my room.
Oh, like fraudulent.
But right across, no, right next to it, I have a Google Home, and then right across from it, I have
about
Alexa.
None of that. Fuck the Google Home and Alexa. You cannot, you swear up and down, talk about that hot rotisserie chicken shit about Apple products.
I didn't buy it, bitch.
Bitch, it don't matter, ho.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
If somebody else buys it and puts it in, I'm not going to fucking
fuck
move it.
Fuck that. If someone buys me an Android device, I'm going to use that shit.
Yes,
fuck
you
no.
is.
Nope.
It's you're free. Not going
to
use it?
You better take that shit to the pawn shop.
I told Anthony.
I'm going to go return it.
You wouldn't use it if somebody gifted you an Android product? Like if somebody,
what's the product?
Like a Samsung tablet?
Or like this laptop?
Okay, I mean, it's a laptop. That's a little different, big fella. We talk about a Siri device. Hold on.
That's basically a virtual laptop, okay?
No, it is not.
It is everything in my laptop.
I have an iPad and a MacBook.
Right, you fraudulent too.
But I don't dog Apple.
Yeah, I have an iPad.
I just prefer an Android
Which
phone.
Is just fake.
I have an iPad, but again, I didn't pay for it.
It don't matter, you use it.
I will
I told
say,
Anthony, I was like, I'll switch to Apple, but he's going to have to pay for the phone and pay for my bill. And best bet, I'm going to work that bitch out.
I will say that my MacBook overheats when I DJ on the and outside. So that's kind of shitty.
Well, my little peasant ass, I've never had a MacBook, so I can neither confirm nor deny these allegations.
You basically got one right there.
Bitch, this is an iPad.
Yeah, some of the MacBooks and the iPads, they have the same processor inside of it.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Yeah.
Apple, you done let me down at some of those events, but I still love you. Okay.
Yeah. If there's anything Apple's really good for is editing. And that's it. Not texting, not calling, not messaging, not internet, not nothing else.
None bullshit my internet apps. Work just fine.
Just editing.
Just fine.
If I knew how to draw, I'd probably.
Y'all got them ghetto raggedy boo boo green text messages. I can't stand texting
I
y'all.
I can't tell you how many times I've been in chat
texting y'all.
And people are like, oh, green.
Yes. Yeah, like, no, we started this big ass group chat for Friendsgiving, and there's like, I think two or three people in there that have Android.
Boogie.
And like, right. And like 15 others have iPhone. And we're all like, ew, who the fuck has the Androids? Like, grow up. Be for real.
The only person I can send videos to. Is Bookie, that's it.
And that's the thing. You want to talk so no, and you want to talk about fucking
everybody has a dumbass.
I try to send them videos. Yeah, I sent a video yesterday. Yeah, it's like this fucking big. I'm like, damn, iPhone don't have that problem.
Did you see it? Did I show you what it looked like?
Yes, it looked like a little fucking keychain video or something. Yeah, like, it looks like Tamagotchi shit. It did.
When we send Android to Android, there's not a problem. When you send iPhone to iPhone, it's not a problem. But when you send cross, cross platform?
I guess.
Then it comes out like that.
Let me see this fucking video.
That's what it comes through
as. That's what your fucking camera looks like anyway, bitch.
My camera looks fucking great.
No.
Uh-huh. My dick pics come out great. Uh-uh.
I hate him. He's like, I've never had any complaints.
Send them bitches everywhere.
Leakage.
Leakage.
Ew, not leakage. Ew.
Smegma.
I'm going to put in my 2 weeks notice to this podcast.
We have an opening at Dude Don't Day.
Right.
Perfect. It's perfect. Yeah, it's
no the fuck.
It's perfect.
Y'all front cameras look like motherfucking.
Our cameras are a lot better now.
It look like y'all using one of them. No, fuck that.
Back
of
your iPhone 1. No,
fuck that.
That's what you think.
It look like you using one of them fucking Leapfrog notepads. Remember the ones that the kids used? The fucking Leapfrog notepads.
Yeah. You say a front camera?
Look at that. Boom.
Ghetto.
I can right here.
Ghetto. That's your back camera, friend.
Dead. Oh, that is nice. Yeah, fuck you.
Okay, so we got some good lighting, whatever. So there's good lighting in here, okay.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
We just messaged two different ways.
You gotta admit though, this
Apple
is
Apple versus Android.
That is really nice.
Yeah. The
period.
Yeah, you're just a hater.
Look, a gargoyle.
I'm bitch what? You ratchet and trash. That's what he said.
What did he used to say? Go protect the. Huh? What did he used to have him go? The gargoyle.
Oh yeah, go protect us from the motherfucking sanctuary. Evil that's around. We needed some gargoyles on the top of the building at work. Yeah, but that's another discussion for another day.
Yep.
I can't talk about that one person no more because she's friends of one of my really good friends. So okay. I try to be respectful and not talk about her. Okay.
Yeah. And her name is.
But fuck that bitch. But anyway, okay. Nah, but you know, you got to respect your friends even if you don't like them.
Sometimes.
Go protect the building, ho.
Right. Get to work, ho.
Why ain't you on your ledge?
Right.
Go
perch. Oh, yeah. No, what did I say that one time? I was like, if you down here, who up on the roof? Then I said that one time, like, who protecting the building? We got demons and all type of shit trying to get into the building, and you over here eating a bag of Cheetos. Yeah, I was going
to say. A bag of hot Cheetos.
Oh, I feel so bad because I know my friend heard me talking about her friend all in season one. I'm so sorry, friend. Because then I thought about how I said I was going to throw a magnet at her leg, remember? Oh, that Titan. Oh, Lord, forget. Friend, I'm sorry. I love you, friend. I'm so sorry. But I changed my ways, though. I don't talk about it no more.
Okay. Yeah, Aaron didn't bring this up.
We didn't talk about it no more.
In my defense, that was season one. That was two years ago. Aaron.
Yeah. 2+ years ago.
That was before me and my friend now is as close as we are. So I'm sorry, friend.
Who protecting the building now? That's
the way the coffee went through my nostrils.
The way you asked it in the most serious effect.
Who's protecting the building?
Like, I am so concerned.
I think about all the shit I said. I'm like, Lord, forgive me. I called that lady a Decepticon. Yeah. I said Rocky and Boonwinkle. Lord, forgive me. Speaking of my good friend, I wish she was here so I could ask her who was I talking about at work the other day. Y'all know I'm not shit. Y'all know I always got something to say. I don't know who it was, but I was like, that saber-tooth hammerhead.
saber-tooth hammerhead.
Yep.
That's a good one.
I was like, you look like a saber-tooth tiger.
Oh, God. But for real, though, who protecting the bills?
Why is the sky red?
Eating a bag of hot Cheetos, bitch. Yeah,
right. Rest of your leg, baby. You need to clock in and get on the roof. I'm sorry, friend. Don't forgive me.
It's Ram.
He's making me. If y'all can see Ram. Oh, Lord, forgive me.
Oh, man. Oh my God.
Let me stop. My
head hurts. Oh, shit.
Mine's with too. Shit. All the evil around us. Uh-huh.
God damn.
Oh, Lord, forgive me, Lord. I'm sorry, Jesus. Ooh. Oh, hell is hot. Hell is hot.
We go in there anyways. It's fine. It's fine. We sinners. That's right. We sinners.
Couple of faggots.
Sinners.
You know he hates that word.
With a passion.
I didn't say passion. It though. I put a French accent on it.
That don't mean shit.
It do.
Richard.
It ain't gonna sound French when I put my foot in your ass.
Say pussy.
Huh?
Say pussy.
Vagina.
Why can't you say that? But you can literally say the C word.
It sounds gross. I don't know. It sounds weird.
How?
I don't know, bitch.
Oh,
why do I?
You know, why I gotta be a bitch?
Can you say puss? Puss.
No, really.
Can you say puss?
Puss. We can say puss.
So puss.
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 E.
What?
Sound it out with a baby. Puss.
Say
your mama.
Not Sandra.
Fuck Sandra.
Oh.
Oh shit.
Oop. Oop. And a oop. My wig flew back. Oop. We gonna put you on the roof next, bitch. Fuck you. Transfer okay. Your time. Hurry up.
Try for me to clock in.
Right.
I'll be up there. It's okay.
I'm like, damn, is it midnight already?
When do you turn to stone?
Oh. Right.
When I'm bricked up.
Right. He already halfway there.
Yep. My dick turned to stone already. Shit. Especially after all that shit there.
The sword in the stone or whatever.
I'm about to put this sword in your stone.
Hey.
Every time I take a sip of my coffee, we say some crazy
just
shit.
Just put that down. Just wait.
Just leave it alone,
baby.
Just
wait till we're done.
Yeah. Leave it alone, baby. We can put it in the microwave.
It ain't that serious, right. Baby. We got you.
Right.
Fuck.
Oh, Lord. My head hurt.
Yeah.
All this time.
My legs hurt. I ain't even getting blown out. Shit.
Yeah.
You are unhinged. It's my
fault. I told
fault.
You, right?
It's my fault.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You started this
shit. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. So I showed Richard a series of clips. That I knew would trigger him.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to get him and Boogie to lose. I want to win.
Show Boogie clips and shit. Fucking fuck,
I did.
Fuck.
I showed Boogie some clips, but unfazed. Either he's really good at pretending.
Some people have self-control. You should try it sometime.
My self-control flew out the window about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago. Small violin.
Self-control. Let's
go. So, you know what? What I realized after speaking with someone was that we never laid ground rules because apparently there's different rules and regulations for No Nut November.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the one that they found like the real way to do it, you're not supposed to do anything. You're not supposed to watch porn. You're not supposed to like edge yourself. You're not supposed to do anything sexual. But
yeah. So Richard lost?
No, I haven't done anything.
No, but
I've helped others.
No, not recently.
Not in the last 14 days?
Mm-mm.
But in November you have? No? No?
No.
Oh.
Well,
I didn't mean to air out your laundry like that.
Right. I was going to say, no.
Which is a busy bitch.
Pull out my flashlight.
Glowing.
Right. No, but we never laid out the ground rules. I mean, it doesn't fucking matter now at this point.
We're already halfway there. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
But no, if I...
So I didn't lose. I'm kidding.
We're also going to do Don't Bust December.
Nah.
Nah, you can go fuck yourself. I'm a double bust every day.
Oh, not double bust.
Double bust.
Got a double wide surprise.
No, man. If I try to look at anything, it's going to go downhill from there.
That's why I planted the seed in your thoughts today.
You fucking bitches.
Yep.
My work here is done. Raggedy up.
We'll see. Next week's episode, we'll find out if Richard actually.
I'll bring the recording.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We'll
play it for you guys.
I'm going to send you just like triggering TikToks.
I hate you so much. You need to send me that show shit.
Stop drinking coffee.
I know. Damn, I'm thirsty. Fuck.
We know.
bitch, fuck you.
Good.
Get on the roof, ho. I want to see that show, though.
Get on the roof, Richard. I need some good juju.
Right. Richard just fucking hisses at him.
Nah, if I go on the roof, I'm bringing the demons with me. You know,
you be sucking a demon dick.
At this point, anybody. Let's go. What's your name? You know what? I don't give a fuck.
Right. I didn't ask you all that. fucking hate it here.
You're welcome. You're
welcome. My motherfucking hair hurt. What the fuck? Not you're welcome. Heavy on the cum.
That's what I'm telling them. You're welcome. And they walk off. Bye, mister.
Gee, mister, you sure are strong.
I'm sorry.
You walk away. Hi, Ossifer.
Right. Rich is all pulling his bangs back.
Yes, sir.
Been up there for 12 hours already. Fuck
you. You raggedy bitch.
Damn, talk about a long shift. God damn.
We should be coming to work today.
Have to call in sick the next day. My throat hurt.
My jaw is literally on the floor.
Had to get my stomach pumped.
And I talk about alcohol poisoning.
That's fucked.
Why'd you eat so much mayo? Oh, I was just hungry.
Oh, no.
It's been 14 days.
14 days?
Yep. It's been 84 years.
84 years.
You got to stay hating. You got to stay hating.
And while we talk about gargoyles, that brings us to our Spanish word of the day, which would be gárgola. And we ain't talking about gargling on that dick neither. We talking about... so that is actually Spanish for gargoyle. Gárgola.
Gárgola.
It kind of...
Gárgola.
Hit it again.
Gárgola.
Gárgola.
It kind of made me think of fucking Gargamel from the Smurfs.
Me when I wake up in the morning.
You gargoyle. Heavy on that.
Me looking for the twinks.
Oh my God.
Okay, Richard is now.
Get in a circle, spin around three times, gargola, and Richard will appear. Say it three times.
And gargola that comes.
But you have to have a used sock in the middle.
Yes.
Did you say gargling that comes?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Gargola.
Fucking Dora. Can you say gargola?
Gargola.
Richard. Like, shut up, Dora, you stupid bitch.
Oh, not stupid bitch.
Oh my God, the amount of what's it called? Like, no, what's it called? Fuck. Spoofs of Dora are fucking hilarious.
There is a video that I'm gonna literally have to show you after this. It's so fucking funny. It's like Hood Dora.
Yes,
I've seen it. On YouTube. I've seen it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cocaina. Yeah. Like, she's like,
where they're trying to, it's, they got one episode where they're trying to get a bird to like take them across the map or whatever, and Boots is like super hood. He's like, "Hey yo, Dora, suck your bird dick if you take it." And then you hear Dora in the back talking about $3.
I got $3. Where's Diego?
Not Diego, not
her cousin.
It's okay.
Weren't
fine.
They first cousins?
I think so.
They look like twins, damn near.
They look like they fucking.
I think they.
Yes,
I mean, sir. I think their daddies was brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think they was first cousins.
Dang. They still fucking though.
Why did I just randomly?
Sweeter than nectar.
Why did I just randomly think about Arnold and Helga?
What the fuck?
Hey, Arnold. That was an ugly bitch. But you know he was dicking that bitch down. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You want this football head?
Oh, give me that football dick. That's what she was. Helga was a nasty bitch. You know she was.
Holy fuck. She got a dick too. Fuck.
Helga. That's
heavy on the getting canceled. Lord Jesus. Okay.
That dick dick.
Not dick dick.
Yes, sir.
Now she got a bigger dick than Arnold. We're going to have to bleep some of this
she
shit
She was
out.
The top.
Oh, God. Throw it over his shoulder.
Nice. Gotta go to work. It's all staying in, big fella.
Fuck no. We'll bleep certain keywords out.
Nah, baby.
No, fuck no. Ram wants us to get canceled.
We've said worse.
Have we? Come I don't on. Know.
The bitch, not the beach.
Right. That, we have said I will worse. Never forget that. Yeah. That episode haunts me, and I'm not even the one that
the
said
way,
it.
The way we responded immediately.
I think Aaron's was even like, we're going to cut that out. Yeah. And I was like, nah.
Ram don't cut shit out. He don't give a fuck.
It's okay.
Oh, God.
This is a channel for Christian. And we're here to praise the Jeebus.
ChristianMingle.com or whatever.
ChristiansFuck.com. Oh, damn.
Oh, damn. Lord. Like that song? The
Plan B, bitch, not Plan B.
Plan B? What?
plant B, bitch, not plan B.
Speaking of plan B, you know those are only meant for people like that weigh up to like 150 or some shit. Pied?
Oh, really?
That weigh 150?
It's some shit like that.
What?
There's a weight limit? So you got to take 6 then? I got to take 8?
Because I know some thickums that be taking it.
Could I get 12 plan Bs real quick?
Thickums. I do. I know some thickies out here that be.
Thickies?
Uh-huh. I'm finna look right now. How do you take plan B correctly? Step one, open the package. Be for real.
Plan B does not have a weight limit.
I swear. Well, somebody, who was her name, just told me that the other day.
Who?
I can't, you know, I don't say names on here.
No, that's right. We'll say Buki. Buki told you.
Yeah. Buki over here hitting us with the facts. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah, no. No word.
Okay.
So you don't take more than 3. All right. Cause
I was told this by a woman.
That woman wrong.
I was. I swear.
Okay. I guess it seems like it depends on which one you use. So that does sound correct. But other ones say it all depends on the usage. And which one I'm sure you use.
When you're, when you're partnering it with another like medication or something.
Yeah.
So. It's not too bad. I don't know. I don't use it.
Yeah, I don't
use it. Richard just swallows to be safe.
Yes, sir. I don't like to
wait. It's good to also be educated on stuff like this and not be so naive. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still take it if you need to.
Mm-hmm. We and support.
Stop getting cream pied if you can't handle it.
So. Not cream pied.
Is that a pie on Thanksgiving?
It is. You can buy them at the store.
Oh. Cool.
They're called Yummalicious.
Not Yummalicious.
Cream pie. Is it called a cream pie if you come in a guy? Is it cream pie either
way? I actually have no fucking idea.
I don't know if there's a term.
Cream hole.
I thought it was called...
Feels good? Yeah.
There is a word for it. Oh, I know what it's called. I think... I don't want to say.
Oh.
In like, really? I don't want to say. Really?
Isn't it when they call it breeding?
Mm, oh, yeah.
It is breeding, right?
It is breeding.
The gays call it breeding.
Yeah. Oh, I learned something.
I want you to fucking breed me.
Yeah, okay. That means they want you to like fucking cream pie them. But
oh, okay.
In the gay world. Is that not what that means? I guess that's for the straights too.
Really? What?
Opportunity to learn. Let's see.
All right, somebody pull up Pornhub real quick.
Well, there is a Pornhub category called like breed me. That's like the...
See, I thought that was a gay thing. I don't know how to look this up. Breeding.
What is it? What is it called then?
I thought it was called breeding.
I thought it was too. Maybe we—that's just what we use. And regardless, it's like a
breed me.
The concern on your face.
Ramirez, the fucking I hate around. Urban Dictionary.
You hate Urban Dictionary?
Yes.
What is a gay cream pie called?
No, I typed in breed me and the first thing that came up was when a girl says breed me, she means she wants you to fuck her till she can't walk and wants you to load her with your kids, but she's a keeper, so marry her, you fat fuck.
That was a personal attack.
That was written for me? That was written by your sexy GF on July 12th, 2021. Fucking Urban Dictionary. Oh, here. Ooh.
Oh, go ahead.
Ooh, this one's a little graphic. So the definition of breeding is when a guy busts his fertile seed balls deep inside anyone's wet pussy or ass, shooting all his seed so deep that it all gets soaked up into the walls of the hole that was filled, thus planting his seed, breeding that bitch.
Yes.
And that was written by BBC-N-MyThroat. On April 4th, 2022.
My username.
Right. You exposed me. I've been hacked.
Oh, my God.
This has been both just outrageous and educational.
Wow. Yeah. Compared to the previous episode, this is definitely...
But, I think that would be the right word because cream pie is more of a...
Yeah, a straight term.
Yeah.
Fucking straight.
The gays say breeding.
Yo.
I hate you. When all the straights die and then it's just nothing but gays in the world, you're going to see flying cars within 2 weeks.
Flying nut everywhere.
It's going to be a little sperm flying around everywhere.
Oh, God.
You're going to see teleportation, right? People have jetpacks.
It's going to be like the Jetsons in 2 weeks.
Yep. Once all the straights are gone. That'd be nice.
And if all the gays die out, it'll go back to like the fucking Flintstones where they got to run to start their cars. Uh-huh. Damn. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah. It's the truth.
That would be something, actually.
Fucking straight people, motherfucker. So
I am sitting across from Richard and I feel threatened.
You should, bitch.
Well, slap your brick.
Don't make promises you're not going to keep.
Harder.
Hit it. Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm gonna last.
You're not gonna last. No, you're not gonna fucking last.
I'm telling
you're gonna
go that's
day fucking 29.
That's why I already.
Oh, but don't bust on the last day, bro.
Well, no, that's why I showed him that fucking clip.
If you're gonna like bust now, like don't wait.
He's not gonna make it. I don't even think he'll make it the rest of the week.
What?
I don't even know. You making it today is even questionable. Because you're going to be thinking about that one clip. And then you're going to go look it up.
Yep.
And then it's...
I have Paramount.
And was only two of them that I showed you. There are a lot.
Okay. Don't watch Paramount.
Plus?
Yep.
Yep.
I got Paramount. I got Hulu. I got HBO. I got
Beans, Disney, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, all
Crunchyroll.
You name it.
I got Crunchyroll too.
Yeah. That's where I watch all my anime. Not my hentai.
Yeah, because fuck Funimation. I had Funimation
for a while. Didn't they buy Funimation?
I used someone else's Crunchyroll.
Well, back when it was. Remember they were separate?
Yeah. I think I still have Funimation, but I only use Crunchyroll. I don't even pay for Funimation anymore. So, it'll die off eventually.
Funimation was better for dubs.
Hmm.
But even then, the platform itself was trash.
Crunchyroll's up and coming.
I like to watch it in its original form and just read the subtitles.
The only time I really like dubs is if I'm like busy, but like I still want to watch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Like when you have to look away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay.
It's kind of your background noise.
If I know I can sit there and like legit watch it, I am also the type that would like to watch it.
Like as
I got onto Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh my God. Oh my God. Jesus, Lord and Christ. The entire like last three episodes. I haven't seen the most recent one, but like the last three episodes, I have just been like jaw on the floor. Like what? Everybody's fighting to their potential now, and they're fucking it up. It's awesome.
Never seen it.
I love it. You should watch it.
What's awesome. It called?
Jujutsu Kaisen. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Okay. I love it. I love it a lot. Me and Boogie just went to this anime convention recently.
Oh,
it wasn't a big one or anything. It was kind of small, but I got this Spike Spiegel poster. I don't know if it's a poster. Is it a poster? Is it a picture?
Cowboy
is it
Bebop. Art?
Wall art. And it's so beautiful. I sent y'all a picture.
Did you see the picture? I see it. I like it.
Oh, that's what it was?
I saw the one you got too.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. Yeah.
I love that one.
I like both of y'all got.
They were freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
They were awesome. They weren't that expensive.
You could have got me something for Berserk.
Yeah, I could have.
But what would that have done for me?
They get that lotion.
I got monies, I promise. What did you say? Get that lotion. Not having to perform sexual favors for a fucking wall poster. God damn.
Saves you money though. Shit. But yeah, it was really cool. There was a lot of people that came out, and I started following their Instagram and shit, and it was pretty nice. I bought a few other things. I got a little Jack Skellington Squishmallow.
That's the cutest fucking thing
in the world.
I still want the Oogie Boogie one.
But there was hentai there as well, which was.
Bookie.
Insane. but it was cool.
Remember y'all saying y'all just saw big old anime tits?
Yes. Yeah, we walked into this one store that had like...
The fuck? Did you hear that?
That was loud.
This little motorcycle.
Shut the fuck up! We're trying to record.
Y'all ruined the day. Y'all ruined the day. I throw my shoe at him. Across the balcony. Bitch!
Hits him.
Nah, crashes. I throw Richard's shoe. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Just oh, yeah.
Just oh, Richard.
Dick. That's the noise Richard makes when he throws.
Dick. When dicks fly, and you just see Richard playing. That's funny. Oh no!
Vacuum out my way to him.
God,
get on the roof.
It's a fucking vortex.
Stops the motorcycle.
Oh God.
What the fuck was that? Did Why somebody like?
Oh,
my God. Values.
Bitch, what values? Dims have been gone since the late 90s.
Mm-hmm, basically.
Well.
But, fucking hate y'all. it's pretty fun. But no, it was good. I'm really starting to get back into anime a lot and see a lot. But Cowboy Bebop was my first anime ever. And then right after that, it was like Inuyasha, and then it just started spiraling into madness.
Dragon Ball Z for
me. Oh, my God, yes.
And then Demon Slayer, My Hero Academia, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm. My Hero Macadamia, yeah.
Macadamia.
My Hero Macadamia.
Nut.
Let me show you your nuts. Let me see your nuts, bitch.
Oh, God.
But now I've been doing a lot more. When I got my PC, I've been doing a lot more with them. Gaming a lot more on my PC. I've been doing a lot of like spacecraft gaming. So I'm in space. I have a Star Trek one in there. There's three other ones that I downloaded. I forgot what they're called, but I'm just controlling a spaceship through there and fighting people and doing shit. Trying to get used to the WASD keys because Jesus Lord, that girl, my arthritis,
my carpal tunnel.
That's my dick.
Right. It's these nuts.
I'm just trying to hurry the fuck up.
Get in the bathroom already.
Hey, yo.
I'm going to fill up that tube.
Oh, God.
Why is the toilet clogged?
You just see me walk in.
Like SpongeBob with the squeaky boots.
Shoes are all stuck to the ground.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. I need a mop.
Not a mop. Like, bring out mop. The industrial fucking mop. Mm-hmm. The mop bucket.
The shop vac.
Not the shop vac.
It's a wet dry. It's about to be just wet.
It's Richard's nickname, the shop vac.
We're gonna have to bring out a power washer after Richard's done in there. The paint's peeling.
Smell pissy.
That's pithy.
Pithy.
Did you say pithy?
Yeah,
it smells pithy. Smelled pithy. It smelled pithy.
The way I lost my shit, y'all said that the first time.
When you first said it.
I thought y'all had heard me say that before.
Never.
I'm sure I have.
I'm sure you have.
Maybe. In the
moment.
I don't remember.
It was crazy.
Yeah, because sometimes I'd be walking. When I walked into, that one location at work. We all know which one I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, it smells pithy.
Oh, I hate that smell.
It smells like piss. So hot rotisserie chicken piss every time.
Bitch.
Yeah, it does.
Hot
rotisserie chicken piss.
Girl, I think your rotisserie chicken bad. you should stop getting it from Walmart.
Not my HEB.
Fuck, hot rotisserie chicken. Man.
I wanted to try something different. I got the lemon herb.
It smells like lemon pepper in here, bitch.
They're heavy on the pepper. Hold the lemon. Oh, yeah, it's not pithy.
You know, we start talking about gaming, and then all of a sudden,
now we're talking about rotisserie chicken. Pissy rotisserie chicken.
This is how we go back and forth. Fuck.
It did, bitch. It smelled pithy.
It did. You can like.
No, you can taste it.
What the fuck is in here?
Put it on a cracker. Put wave a cracker in the air. Eat it.
Just wave a cracker.
Wave a cracker in the air.
Oh,
oof.
No.
All saltine, bitch. Where's the cracker?
By the spicy.
Where's the flavor?
This tastes like my dad. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. And we've gone off the deep end.
Full circle.
We've come full circle.
It's about that time, boys. It's 10 o'clock out.
Oh, God.
On this episode, Dude Don't Dave, we fucked.
You fucked? You lost.
I wish.
You can.
He's not going to. I don't think he's going to make it the rest
he's
of the
not. He's already, not. He's not. He's already.
You can see the layers right cracking now, around
just,
him.
He's just becoming a shell.
Progressively cracking out, yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm just going to send you every triggering fucking video that I see on TikTok.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Okay. The shell of a man that once was.
A tight hole.
Oh, baby, that ain't been tight for 20 years.
It just stays gaping. Ooh, that sounds gross.
It looked like a damn cauldron, bitch.
Is that a cauldron?
Boil, toilet trouble or whatever.
Smells pissy.
It smells pithy. Imagine if you take your shorts off, somebody say, it smells pithy. Bitch, I'm killing myself.
Put my ass up to here, you can hear the ocean.
Oh, no. Who needs seashells when you have Richard's hole?
He's like, ooh. Is that somebody screaming in the background?
Help. You just hear the little, yeah. You hear the Little Mermaid soundtrack. What in the fucking Ursula? Sing, girl, sing!
I fucking hate you so much. I can't with y'all. I can't. I'm talking down. Fuck y'all now.
Give me a dick. I mean, your voice.
That's all I hear in my head.
Sing, girl, sing. Okay, you know when the back of like your head hurts, like near the. That's me right now, bro.
I'm just picturing Aaron dressed up as Ursula.
That's a fucking slur. That's a fucking slur.
Singing in the background.
Poor unfortunate soul.
Bitch, that's a fucking slur. But Ursula's a bad bitch, so I'll take it.
Oh my God, dude.
But why the fat one gotta be Ursula?
I saw the live action. Oh my God, it was fucking amazing.
I told you.
Not the movie. Ursula was fucking amazing.
The movie wasn't bad.
The movie was okay.
Yeah, don't piss me off. Don't piss me off today.
I've never seen it, but it's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
I feel like they rushed through it. I don't know. I feel like the animated was
longer than the 3 hours animated movie.
Yeah, it felt like
the animated movie was like an hour and a half.
Was it really?
Yes.
Mm. I don't know.
I know back in the 80s maybe when you watched it, that's
on my VHS.
Yep.
I know that seems like a long time back then.
Gotta let me rewind real quick.
The screen turns blue.
What's her name? Melissa McCarthy? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking love her.
Oh, she plays Ursula?
Yes. Oh, my God. She was amazing. I think I just love her in general. She does everything really amazing.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's my hero.
Oh, God. Be fucking for real. Be fucking for real.
She's great. No, I love her. I was watching a skit on SNL of her with the ranch. I don't know if you've seen it, but she tries to be a ranch tester, and then she starts just pouring ranch into her fucking mouth. Just on camera, it's all over her face and her
literally
clothes.
Literally you.
Yeah. That's going to be me when I'm done after I get home. Yep. Hey, I made some special mayo for you.
Oh, God.
Spread like butter.
Ew.
Edged for 5 hours.
God damn. Fuck that.
So you would rather edge than actually like
finish? You might as well fucking lose at that point. Fuck that.
That's willpower, though, for you to be able to be able to edge and then not finish. That's worse.
Yeah, I think that might actually break.
You might get a pain in your ball.
Yeah,
like legit. Like I'm not even kidding. Explode. Like,
yeah, blue balls is a real thing.
Blue balls is a real thing.
Blue balls are a real thing,
and it hurts. Not pleasant.
Yeah, it's happened to me before, but it's because I almost got caught. So
you have to stop. Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, no. Nah. That's crazy.
You better have continued somewhere else.
I wish. No, we ended up having to go back to class.
Oh, no.
I mean, the stairway.
Them low stomach pains or whatever. That's what it feels like. I mean, if you've all experienced blue balls, that's, you know,
it's not a fun feeling.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's definitely not.
But edging is. That's a good feeling.
No.
Yeah.
I don't. Are you gonna see it through all the way, or we're not even gonna do anything?
I'm gonna try to see it through all the way.
Okay, tonight
you're gonna literally go and edge yourself.
Oh no!
Oh, I was like, no.
Maybe if this was day one.
I was like, I don't think he can.
No, I think
at that point he would just have to lose.
Yeah, it's
just,
I mean, at this point, I do have faith that you'll finish. Mm-hmm. Like you'll finish the month.
I feel like the only way for him to finish is if he does not touch his dick.
You would have if. You wanted to already, you would have already. Like, at this point, if you lose now, it'll be shitty.
I have decent self-control for a lot of stuff. For a lot of things. I also have, like, weird, what's it called? Not attractions, but there are some things that I cannot self-control with, which is weird. And I just have an addiction. I don't know if it's an addiction. That's an obsession to it?
You have an addiction.
Addiction?
Mm-hmm. A fetish?
No, that... I mean, I have those, yeah, but... But
what are we talking about here?
So give us an example. You're talking about, like, something you would see...
In general. Not even, like, sex-wise. Just in general.
Oh, okay.
So what do you mean you have no control of it?
There's... When I was younger, I had a really bad issue with, like, NyQuil was my big thing. Like, I needed to use it to sleep. That's probably why I'm insomnia now.
Okay.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But fetish-wise now, there's some things out there. I mean, feet are a big thing for me.
Okay.
I think that's just a big thing. You know, fisting and...
I'm sure a lot of our listeners are on the same page with you when it comes to...
I'm sure a lot of our listeners are fisting right now.
Well, probably. And yeah, do your thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lord. But no, I can definitely self-control for a lot of things. It's really crazy. Because I feel like I don't want to, but I still do it. And then I did like overly dedicate myself to certain things like work. I work way too fucking much.
You do.
So.
You do.
It is who I am. It's my body.
I do what I want.
I do what I want. Where's the bat?
All right, boys. Well, it's about that time. Don't forget to check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/dudedonde. Yep. Want to give a special shout out to our patrons, Jeanette, Terrence, and Sabrina. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your pledges. Gracias. And for those of you who don't know, yes, we do have a Patreon page as well as a Discord, as well as an Instagram at dudedonde, YouTube channel, all that good stuff. Make sure to check us out, follow. But yeah, it was a great episode. Talked about No Nut November. Oh, also, yes, if you enjoy K-pop, just a quick plug. Follow me and subscribe on YouTube at Ram Reacts. Check me out on there. Follow, subscribe, like, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Guys, you have anything else to add?
No, I think we're good. You know, you want to, like you said, to check us out everywhere you can. I think tomorrow I'm off. Woo woo. So.
Ooh, must be nice.
Daddy's going to stream a little bit on Twitch.
Period. Okay. Check out Richard on streaming. Where can they follow you on there?
They can go to, just search dudedonde on Twitch, or you can search LeNerd7, maybe depending on whichever one I go in there.
Okay.
Cause I have my own little Twitch on there as well.
Period.
But I haven't done it in a while and I've been wanting to do it. So might as well day off. It's either beat my meat or stream. So I'm going to stream.
Maybe if I get some updated technology one of these days, I'll stream my ghetto Sims 4 game.
You should.
His Hood Rat Sims.
So, you know, for real, so everyone can see my strip club and all that.
Period. That's perfect. But yeah, no, definitely check us out. Follow us everywhere you can. We're on a lot of different podcast channels. So just check us out. We're excited to have y'all here with us listening. And hopefully you're not playing us too loud at work. Hopefully you're not just crying right now from all the laughter. So thank you.
And while we're on the note of thanking, I want to give a special shout out to Buki. Just for keeping us on tap.
Big Buki, not the little one.
Big Dick Buki.
Oh, nope. Doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff. Want to thank Buki. Thank you, Buki.
Buki.
Thank you, thank you. But yeah, with that being said, this was episode 6. Mm-hmm. I'm Ram.
I'm Richard.
And I'm Aaron.
Good night, guys.
Adios.
Bye.